So, hi guys. Is this weird? Probably, 'cause I would be feeling a bit weird if I saw a friend of mine doing this kind of stuff, 'cause isn't really common nowadays. Was it common ever? I don't know. I'm kind of new to this. I decided to create this. Actually, I don't even know if I will post this, because this is like a draft. This is the draft option that you record it and it's saved, but it's saved on the drafts. That means only I can see it. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. Of course, I'm getting messages right now. Of course. I will just put not on disturb. Yeah, so what I will talk about today, it's actually something I did. Let's see, like a week ago. Yeah, I think it was a week ago. So you guys know Instagram. Yeah, Instagram is probably one of the apps that actually everyone knows right now. It's a pretty famous app. It's really cool. It's really well made. It really keeps someone inside the app. Not literally. It keeps you stuck, you know. I open my Instagram. I have things I like. I have artists I follow. I have photographers, I follow my friends, I follow meme pages, 'cause who doesn't? Anyways, I open my Instagram, there's only stuff I like. There's only stuff I like to see. So it keeps me there. It keeps me inside the app, scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, 'cause like everyone follows like always a decent amount of people, so there's like posts to check for hours. And sometimes you open the discovery page where there isn't stuff you follow, but the Instagram algorithm makes it appear only stuff you would probably like. 'Cause you know, they get what you follow. What you like, we like mix it together, and boom, there's your discovery page. Only stuff you're interested in. So, for example, for me, it appears photographers, artists, drawing videos, what else? Memes? Because I think that's kind of general. So it would be. Oh, never mind. Yeah, that's the basic explanation for what Instagram is. Everyone knows. Why am I? Doesn't matter. The point is, I have an account, okay? I have an account, and I have a like really minimalistic display on my phone. It's just nine apps, nine icons, no text underneath. I just have really the stuff I use. So I have WhatsApp, Messenger, Pinterest, YouTube, Google Chrome, the phone app, Netflix, and I add Instagram. Did I say nine apps? Oh, and gallery, yes. I think that makes it nine. So I had Instagram there. The icon was there. And I deleted the icon. I mean, the app is installed on my phone, but I switched Instagram for Castbox. That is just this app I'm using right now. And you guys may think, oh, that's really not big of the deal. You have the app, you could just open the menu, well, where all the apps are, and just select Instagram and just open. It's there, you can use it. But it's not on my main page. And in my main page, it's really everything I use. I never need to open the menu, not even for the configurations. Is that no settings? Yeah, the settings. Because the settings app, it's on my notifications. I can just put down notifications and open settings. So that's really not the problem. What am I saying? Oh yeah, switched. I would be like always addicted to just open Instagram because it's there, and it, and I know inside my brain, my conscious stuff inside here somewhere, that if I open Instagram, there's always new stuff. There's always new stuff for me to see. And more, there's stuff friends send me. So there's like an infinite amount of content for me to see. That's why it's so addictive. It's addictive because it's like non-ending content, non-ending posts. Always more stuff, always more stuff. And it's really addictive. I realized that. So I thought, why not shut down Instagram? It's there, the app. Oh, also, I blocked the notifications so I don't get notifications from people sending me stuff. So I don't get the urge to go there. Actually, I warned some of my friends that if they sent me something, they tell me by WhatsApp or something, because I would just open Instagram to see what they sent and just shut it afterwards. So there's that. I switched, and that was like a week ago. I realized it was addictive, so I decided, why not stop? Why not make this huge change? Really doesn't seem like much, but for me it's really a big of the deal, because I would open Instagram every day. That's like 4 years now. Like not every single day. Some days missed, but almost every day. Just a bit for a day. But if we add every bit of every day, it gets a really big quantity of time. I wouldn't say wasted, because I always learn stuff there. I always learn new techniques, because, you know, I follow a bunch of artists, and it's good for inspiration, it's good for a bunch of things. I'm not saying it's a bad app. At least for my experience, I have only interesting stuff for me. So I don't think it's a really bad app at all. I think it's really well made, but it's really addictive, and I wasn't liking that. I was thinking, what if I'm not missing content on Instagram, but I'm missing content in real life? You know? When I'm on Instagram, my hands are doing something because I'm scrolling. My eyes are occupied because they're looking at the feed. My ears are occupied because of the videos of my feed. So I'm like really into the thing. So there's really nothing happening around me because I'm really focused on the thing. I'm distracted. That's really the point of it. It's to distract, it's to entertain, and it works. But what if I'm missing what's around me? What if what's around me actually makes me learn more instead of Instagram? With CastBox, of course, I listen to podcasts, and with podcasts, only my ears are occupied. I can be drawing. I can be, I don't know, making something with my hands. And my eyes too. So I could be like, it's literally like listen to music. Only your ears are occupied. So that's why people use it so much to do other stuff, to multitask. Because you don't really miss what's around you. Only your ears are occupied. That's, for example, I think it's really, it's not a waste of time, but I will say it like this to explain. I think it's a waste of time to just be drawing without doing something else. Because, you know, my ears are free. I could be drawing while talking to someone. I'm paying attention to the person and I'm drawing. But if I'm only drawing, I'm missing something. And I might be missing that talk with that person. So when I draw, I listen to a podcast or a video on YouTube or music. I'm doing a bunch of stuff, you know? So I think by asking people why not let Instagram go, I think some of the answers, not every answer, because everyone is different, everyone has a different perspective, but some of the answer would be, I don't want to miss this or that on Instagram. And that's, and that was the main reason why I was there. Because if I wasn't there, if I didn't use Instagram, I would consciously think, wait, I'm missing my artist posts, I'm missing my friend stories, I'm missing new memes. Yeah, I had to stop there because I was listening to noise or something. Actually, I got lost in my track. I don't have anything lighted, everything comes out of my head, so let me go back a little bit. Yeah, I think I was saying something like, I would be missing stuff if I didn't use Instagram. That's what I thought. But what if I'm not missing stuff on Instagram, but I'm missing stuff around me? I think I've said something related to this, but I'm just reinforcing the idea. I'm a person that really likes to change the way life goes. So Instagram was like a really, really big part of my life because it would occupy so much time of it. Every day, even if it's just a little bit, if it occupies every day that little bit, it's already a really big thing. Sorry, it's a really big thing in your life. An everyday thing, it's a really, really freaking thing. If you guys stop to think, what kind of things happen in your life every single day? It's just things that are important. That's why they are frequent. Well, not always important, but they have a big part in your life since they happen every day. That's why I see Instagram being such an important thing in my life. Because it would occupy a little bit of my day every day. So without that, let's say I lose a big part of my day. That kind of makes sense with my logic, right? I lose a part of my day. That way, I see this as a really life-changing stuff. Maybe we are getting extreme here, but it's just for explaining better. Going back a little bit, I really like to change my life in some stuff. For example, doing a diet. That's an example. Doing a diet, it's really a big stuff because it changes your whole system of like eating food and trying. It's going to change the things you eat. You know, that's also a really big thing. Or just doing constant exercise because it takes a lot of time in your life. You guys get what I mean? So I think it really changed my life because if I'm not on Instagram, I'm doing something else. That something else might be reading a book, for example. And I see reading a book more productive as Instagram. Or let's even say that it's not more productive, but it's just the same amount of productivity as using Instagram. Let's put that in a hypothetical situation. Even though it's the same productivity, it's already a different thing. It's already not the same thing you were doing the past months every day. It's changing changing, like, the way you I'm getting kind of lost here. It's like changing airs. Is that like an expression I can use? I hope you guys understand. You know, it's already different. It's already trying a new thing, and trying new things, I think, are the best. Because trying new things give you more life experiences, and more life experiences give you more knowledge. And if we don't think, if we don't take our money when we die, if we don't take our phones, if we don't take our clothes, you know, we can't bring any of those stuff. There's nothing we can bring when we die. Knowledge is really the only thing that it's ours. Otherwise, like, I have this phone. It can be taken away. It can be broken. Someone can, like, steal it from me. But my knowledge is, it's mine. It keeps there. You know, that's like how I see it. Of course, like, if we have, like, some kind of mental disease that affects our brain, in like some really bad way, of course that kind of changes the situation, but it's really not about that. Like, we are not counting with diseases, of course. That's really bad. That's really the worst. So that way, knowledge is really the only thing that it's ours. It can be taken away. So why not just try to give it a little more knowledge for us? Why not try new things? Maybe it didn't bring you anything better. Maybe you didn't made you like the best person in the world, but you tried. You can't say you tried, and no one can take that away from you. That's kind of the way I see it. Is this too extreme? Because I think I'm going too extreme just with changing an app. Like, this is all about me changing an app on my phone. But I really think it's that important. And I'm a person, I've told this like 3 million times, but I'm a person that really likes to do this kind of changing stuff. You know? Every once in a while. I don't have like a specific time to do this, but every once in a while. Let's say like this. So, yeah, sorry guys, I'm kind of sick because of the cold weather. It's great. My nose is, it's like fantastic. And I'm not coughing like 300 times per second, which is also great. So yeah, I think I will conclude this. Is this an episode? Can we count this as an episode? I don't know, I'm just really speaking my thoughts out. I hope you guys liked it. Let me know what you guys think about this. Let me know what you guys, I don't know, would you guys do this kind of stuff? Think about it. I think it's important to think about. Maybe it's just dumb, but I don't know, I'm just here talking. So, yeah, guys, I hope you all liked it. Give me your opinions. I don't know if I will make more of this. Probably. It is fun. I can't promise. I'm really just testing right now. So I can't really promise like continuity or a frequent thing. I'm just really testing. The same way I switched Instagram, I started doing an episode of a podcast. Same thing. Just trying things. I'm trying things here. So, take care. Bye, guys.